Krishna. What is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness, because that gives one a start in searching after his supreme interest.
Kakva je korist od dugog života koji se uludo provodi bez iskustva stečenog godinama u ovom svetu? Bolje je trenutak pune svesnosti kojim započinjemo potragu sa svojom vrhunskom dobrobiti.
Yes. When you bless a devotee by saying, may you live long, he is usually not very satisfied.
Kada blagoslovite bhaktu, blagoslovom živi dugo, on obično nije jako zadovoljan.
But if you bless a devotee, may you attain Krishna consciousness, then he is satisfied with you.
Ali ako blagoslovite bhaktu blagoslovom da dostigne svesnost Krishna, onda on zadovoljan.
Yes. A moment of full Krishna consciousness is more worth than many, many years spent in this life like the unenlightened materialistic people.
Život u svesnosti Krišne je puno bolji nego život nego jedan trenutak života, znači u potpunoj svesnosti je puno bolji nego dugi život u nekoj neprosvetljenoj životnoj formi.
Yes. Koncentrirati. Yes. Yes. The example which has been given in our scriptures is of the saintly king Maharaj Katvanga.
I primjer koji je dat u svetim spisima je život svetog kralja Katvange.
Yes. Katvanga was fighting for the demigods on the higher planetary systems, and after the battle he was asked to get a blessing.
Maharaj Katvanga se borio na strani polubogova na rajskim planetarnim sistemima i onda nakon bitke dat mu je bio blagoslov, da zatraži blagoslov.
Maharaj Katvanga said, okay, if you want to give me a blessing, please tell me exactly how much more time do I have in this world.
I Maharaj Katvanga je prihvatio i rekao je, ako mi možete reći koliko mogu živjeti još.
And they told him, oh, it doesn't look so good, you have one more minute.
I onda odgovor je bio, o, pa ne tako dugo, imaš još jedan minut.
So Maharaj Katvanga went back to the to his kingdom and immediately worshipped Krishna with full determination as the last moments of his life.
Maharaj Katvanga se odmah vratio u svoje kraljevstvo i sa potpunom odlučnošću je obožavao Krišnu u tim zadnjim trenucima svog života.
Because he was fully Krishna consciousness within that time, he did attain the goal of the human form of life. He returned back home, back to Godhead.
Zato što je bio potpuno svjestan Krišne u tim posljednjim trenucima života, on je dostigao cilj života, vratio se nazad kući Bogu.
Today I would like to speak on the necessity in our lives to become fully Krishna conscious.
I danas ćemo govoriti o neophodnosti toga da u našem životu postanemo potpuno svjesni Krišne.
But you will only like to become fully Krishna conscious if you are convinced that by doing so all your needs can be fulfilled.
Ali možete postati potpuno svjesni Krišne ukoliko mislite da na taj način sve vaše težnje mogu postati ispunjene.
See, as human beings we are born with certain needs.
Jer kao ljudska bića rođeni smo sa određenim potrebama.
One need is a need for food.
Jedna potreba je potreba za hranom.
If we don't get it, we can't exist.
I ukoliko ne dobijemo, ne možemo egzistirati.
Another need is a need for sleep.
Druga potreba je potreba za snom.
Imagine you would not be able to sleep for a few days. That would be very, very, very bad.
Možete zamisliti, ukoliko ne bi mogli spavati nekoliko dana, to bi bilo jako, jako loše.
Our Chedi Prabhu has, I have heard that when he was just after the accident, there was so much pain that he couldn't really sleep, isn't it?
Kada je naš Chedi Prabhu imao nesreću, onda čuo sam da od tolikog bola neposredno nakon nesreće jako dugo nije mogao uopšte spavati. Da li je tako?
And I've heard that this was terrible to exist without sleep. It was a real torture.
I čuo sam da je bilo jako teško egzistirati, živjeti bez sna. To je bilo pravo mučenje.
Yes. So there's a need for food, there's a need for sleep, there's certainly also a need for love, which we have.
I postoji potreba za hranom, postoji potreba za snom i svakako postoji potreba za ljubavlju.
And a need for a certain amount of recognition by others.
I potreba za određenom količinom prepoznavanja strane drugih.
Let's face it, we are all needy men and we are needy women.
I hajde slučimo sa time, mi smo svi muškarci i žene sa potrebama određenim.
So the faith in Krishna is defined as the understanding that all my different types of needs are fulfilled if I become Krishna conscious or become connected with the Supreme.
I vera u Krishnu znači da sve moje potrebe će biti ispunjene ukoliko postanem svestan Krishne, ukoliko verujem u Krishnu.
That's really a high type of conviction, you must agree.
I to je zaista visoka doza ubeđenosti, morate se složiti sa tim.
If we want to become Krishna conscious, we first need to have the faith that this is really what will fulfill my different types of need.
I ukoliko želimo da postanemo svjesni Krishna, onda zaista moramo biti ubeđeni da na ovaj način sve moje potrebe će biti rešene.
Let us today speak a little bit about faith.
Hajde da danas govorimo malo o veri.
There are basically two types of faith.
Bazično postoje dve vrste vere.
One is in worldly arrangements.
Jedna je u svetovnim aranžmanima.
It is called logika. Loka means the world.
I to je logika. Loka znači
logika, with K, not logik.
Logika.
Yes, logika. Loka means this world.
Loka znači ovaj svet.
You know, it's a faith in this world and in the arrangements of this world.
Znači vera u svet i aranžmane ovog sveta.
Most of the people really have this type of faith.
Većina ljudi zaista ima ovu vrstu vere.
They think that by making proper arrangements in their lives, they will be fulfilled.
I to znači ukoliko napravimo određene aranžmane, onda sve će biti ispunjeno.
Many people have the faith, if I just marry and have a happy family, then that is the goal of life already.
I puno ljudi misli da ako se oženim ili udam i imam srećan brak, to je već cilj života.
See, there is a problem which many people have with Krishna consciousness, because we say it's not the goal of life, and the children don't need to stay all the time at home. They should go to their eternal father, Krishna. The people who have this logika faith have intense difficulties with this.
I za ljude koji imaju to shvatanje, logičko shvatanje, znači jako puno problema ima sa svesnošću Krišne kada imaju ta očekivanja i kada se kaže da cilj života je zapravo da se deca vrate nazad kući Bogu, ne treba ostati večno kući.
This is clear. They have the logika faith.
I to je jasno, jer oni imaju tu logika svesnost.
Now, there are those who have transcendental faith.
A postoje oni koji imaju transcendentalnu veru.
That's the second type of vera.
To je druga vrsta vere.
Yes. They have faith that there is a supreme personality of Godhead, who is our eternal father.
Postoji vera da postoji svevišnja božanska ličnost koji je naš večni otac.
And who takes care of the needs of his devotees.
I koji se brine o potrebama svojih bhakta.
Like it is said in the verse 9.22 in the Bhagavatam, Krishna says, to those who are surrendered to me and who meditate about my form, I carry what they need and maintain what they have.
I u devetom poglavlju Šrimad Bhagavatam 22. stih Krišna kaže da ja brinem o mojim bhaktama, o onome što im treba i čuvam ono što imaju.
These are the transcendentalists.
I to je ta druga vrsta centralista.
They feel in this world like children of God who are supplied by him.
I oni se u ovom svetu osjećaju kao deca Boga koji im snabdeva.
Malarita would not ask Magda one morning, oh Magda, will there be food today?
Znači, Malarita, ona neće pitati Magdu jednog dana, oh Magda, da li će biti hrane danas?
She has faith that there will be food because her mother takes care of her.
Ona vjeruje da će biti hrane zato što majka brine o njoj.
Yeah. So this is how a devotee is like a child. He doesn't ask for his needs, he knows. Krishna, yoga kshama, what is yoga kshemam vahamyaham? Krishna carries what the devotee needs.
A na sličan način isto tako bhakte, oni znaju da Krishna brine onome što im treba.
So this type of faith is transcendental faith.
I ta vrsta vere, to je transcendentalna vera.
Do you have this faith?
Da li imate tu veru?
It's a good question, isn't it?
Dobro pitanje.
You don't need to answer.
Ne morate da odgovorite.
I hope that in this lecture you will get some food for thought about this question.
Nadam se da nakon ove lekcije da ćete imati malo hrane za to pitanje.
Yes. In the Bhagavad Gita, these two types of faith is very nicely expressed with an analogy.
U Bhagavad Giti su opisane te dve vrste vere sa analogijom.
It is said that what is night for most people is a time of awakening for the self-realized soul.
I rečeno je da ono što je noć za sva živa bića, to je vreme budnosti za samospoznatu dušu.
And what is a day for the self-realized soul is really night for most of the people.
I zaista ono što je dan za samospoznatu dušu, to je noć za većinu ljudi.
Why this example?
Zašto taj primjer?
See, in the night usually you don't see anything.
Jer noću vi obično ništa ne vidite.
Right?
Zar ne?
Therefore you usually let's go to sleep. That's the best thing to do in this time.
Yes. To vreme odete na spavanje, to je najbolja stvar koju možete uraditi.
So the materialists don't really see anything in the life of the devotee.
I materialisti zaista ništa ne vide u životu bhakte.
When the materialist would come in this room, he would say, you are sitting on the floor, what are you doing there?
kad bi neki materijalista došao u ovu sobu, pitao bi se u čudu, pa vi sedite na podu, pa šta radite tu?
And you listen to this enthusiastic young man, but really, what does he say? There's no value there.
I slušate tog mladog, entuzijastičnog čovjeka, ali ono što on kaže, pa to nema vrednosti.
It's night, he doesn't see anything there.
I to je noć, on ništa ne vidi.
I noticed people who, you know, we had once an old castle in Germany, Schloss Rettershof, people would come in the tourist buses and different devotees would give them guided tours.
I sećam se da kada smo imali taj zamak u Nemačkoj, Schloss Rettershof,
yes, Schloss Rettershof.
Različite vrste ljudi su dolazili sa autobusima, određeni bhakti su im bili kao vodiči, vodili su.
And people would I remember very well when we showed them around, you know, they said, where are the beds here and where's the TV here?
I sećam se kada smo im pokazivali, ljudi su se pitali, pa gde su ovde kreveti, gde je TV?
How can you live here?
Kako možete živeti ovde?
We cannot understand.
Ne možemo to shvatiti.
We would go crazy.
Pa poludeli bismo.
Just sitting on the floor.
Samo sedeti na podu.
And no TV.
Nema televizora.
Would be bored to death.
Dosadne do smrti.
It's night for them.
To je noć za njih.
All they can think of is go to sleep.
Jedino o čemu mogu misliti, to je da odu na spavanje.
For the devotee, no, he sees so many opportunities in spiritual life.
A bhakta, on vidi toliko puno mogućnosti u duhovnom životu.
It's bright daylight for him.
To je svetla, dnevna svetlost za njih.
Why?
Zašto?
Because he has faith.
Zato što ima vere.
In Krishna.
U Krishna.
You need to have faith in whatever you do.
Trebate, neophodno je da imate veru u ono što radite.
Even to walk in this room, you need to have faith that there will be no accident.
Čak i da bi se hodali ovdje u sobi, morate imati veru da možete to napraviti, neće biti nesreće.
Person who has a health problem, he has no faith that he can walk and therefore he doesn't walk.
A osoba koja ima probleme sa zdravljem, on nema veru da može hodati i zato ne hoda.
He would never walk.
On neće hodati.
If you have broken your leg, you would never walk because you don't have faith that that will be all right.
Jer ako mi slome noga, onda nećete nikako hodati, jer nemate tu veru da biće u redu.
But we will all rise after this lecture and without thinking twice we will just walk down to our rooms or wherever we have to go.
Ali nakon lekcije mi ćemo svi ustati i čak ni ne razmišljajući dva puta otići dole u našu sobu ili već gdje moramo ići.
We have faith, it's so, how do you say, so relevant to our existence.
I mi imamo veru i to je tako važno za našu egzistenciju.
A little while ago I have said that basically there are two types of faith. The Lokika faith and the Nirguna faith, the transcendental faith.
I nešto ranije sam rekao da postoje te dve vrste vere, Lokika i Nirguna, transcendentalna vera.
Let me analyze a little bit more the worldly faith.
Hajde da analiziramo malo tu svetovnu veru.
There are actually three types of Lokika or worldly faith.
Postoje zapravo tri vrste te Lokike ili svetovne vere.
One is in the mode of ignorance, one in the mode of passion and one in the mode of goodness.
Jedna je u guni tame, druga u guni strasti i treća u guni vrline.
The man in the mode of ignorance think, let me just go to sleep, that will be the best.
I čovjek u guni tame, on razmišlja, u guni neznanja razmišlja, hajde dođem na spavanje, to će biti najbolje.
Then I wake up, I hope there's something to eat.
I kad se probudim, valjda će biti nešto da jedem.
And after I fill my stomach, I will look for a good woman.
I nakon što napunim stomak, pogledat ću za dobrom ženom.
That's more or less his life.
I to je uglavnom njegov život.
If he has food,
ako imate hranu,
sleep,
spavanje,
sex, and an army around him which defends his country this way.
I armiju okolo koja će braniti zemlju. To je
mode of ignorance person.
Guna neznanja.
Then there's the mode of passion person.
Postoji osoba u guni strasti.
His faith is, oh, if I work hard and I can achieve something in this world.
Njegova vera je da ukoliko radim teško mogu nešto dostići ovdje ovom svijetu.
Novac. Pozicione.
Pozicija,
yes. Name, fame and glory.
Ime, slava, ugled.
Yes. Same old story.
Ista stara pesma.
Krishna. That's the man and that's the faith in the mode of passion.
I to je vera u guni strast.
The man in the mode of goodness has faith if I just live a peaceful life.
I osoba u guni vrline razmišlja ako sam mogu
živjeti. Oh, in a nice countryside.
Negde na selu.
Good breeze of fresh air.
Čist svež, miris svežeg vazduha.
No quarrel with anyone.
Nema svađa ni sa kim.
That will be all right.
To će biti jako dobro.
But the man and the then there is a transcendental nirguna man. He says if I just can please Krishna, then my life will be all right.
I postoji transcendentalna nirguna osoba koja razmišlja samo ako zadovoljim Krišnu, onda ću biti u redu.
Do you understand why he is called nirguna?
Da li shvataju zašto se on zove nirguna?
Because all the other three types were just thinking about themselves, my pleasure.
Zato što svi troje prethodnih razmišljaju o mom zadovoljstvu.
The nirguna man thinks about Krishna's pleasure.
A nirguna osoba razmišlja o Krišnom zadovoljstvu.
Now, if he has a devotee on this platform, he is able to actually see Krishna everywhere.
I ukoliko se osoba nalazi na ovom nivou, on je zapravo u stanju da vidi Krišnu svugde.
This is the dynamics of faith.
I to je dinamika vere.
In whatever you have faith, usually that reveals itself to you.
I u ono u što imate veru, obično vam se to razotkriva.
The world is made like this.
I svet je tako napravljen.
When you have faith in sex, you will get a lot of that type of why this. If you have faith in worldly things, it will come to you.
I ukoliko imate veru u svetovne stvari, onda će vam to doći.
If you have faith in transcendental things, that will also come to you.
A ukoliko imate vere u transcendentalne stvari, onda će vam to isto tako doći.
This is so because Krishna is in the heart and sees our faith and our desires and fulfills that.
To je zato što je Krishna u našem srcu i on vidi naše želje i ispunit će ih.
It's very, very interesting law of nature.
I to je vrlo interesantan zakon prirode.
Look at Prahlad.
Pogledajte Prahlada.
Prahlad was asked by his father, where is your Lord?
I Prahlada je otac upitao, gdje je tvoj gospodin?
Let him protect you now where I will kill you with my sharpened sword.
Hajde, neka te sada zaštiti kada ću te ubiti svojim mačem.
And Prahlad, who had so much faith, said, but everywhere is my Lord.
I Prahlad, koji je imao tako puno vere, rekao je, pa moj gospod je svugde.
And when he said it, he looked into the pillar.
I kada je to rekao, on je pogledao ka stubu.
And all of a sudden, he saw from outside the pillar the Lord was looking like this, cling, 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 at him.
I ono što je video, to je da je gospodin iz stuba gledao u njega i tako žmirkao.
Because he had this faith.
Zato što ima tu veru.
Krishna revealed himself.
Krishna mu se razotkrio.
And then his father was coming, you know, was and asking, everywhere you say, is he also there in the stupa?
I rekao je, svugde kažeš, znači da je tu isto u stubu.
And Prahlad said, yes.
Prahlad je rekao, da.
Because he had just seen him.
Baš ga je video.
It was not a theoretical yes.
To nije bio teoretski da.
A philosophical yes.
Filozofsko da.
An abstract yes.
I abstraktno da.
No, it was an experienced yes.
Ne, to je bilo spoznato, da iskustveno realizacija.
According to your faith, you will get what you have faith in.
I u skladu sa vašom verom dostići ćete ono u što verujete.
Yes. So a devotee in this world needs to establish his firm faith in Krishna consciousness.
I bhakta u ovom svetu, za bhaktu je neophodno da ima čvrstu veru u svesnost Krishne.
If you do not have firm faith in Krishna consciousness, in Krishna, you may be in the movement for Krishna consciousness, but you will not really attain the nectar of Krishna consciousness.
I ukoliko nemate tu čvrstu veru u Krishnu, onda se može upokreta za svesnost Krishna, ali nećete dostići to što je...
Krishna kaže.
Krishna kaže.
Ashadadhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya mangni vatante mrityu sansaravatmani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service.
I Krishna kaže da za one koji nemaju vere u predano služenje.
Here he speaks about devotees who do devotional service but who have a faith crisis.
I on tu govori o bhaktama koji praktikuju predano služenje ali imaju krizu u veri.
He may speak about you.
Možda govori o vama.
Yes, he may. He speaks about people who do devotional service who have no faith.
I on govori o ljudima koji praktikuju predano služenje, ali nemaju dovoljno vere.
He doesn't speak about the karmis because they don't have devotional service.
Jer on ne govori o karmi, jer oni ne praktikuju predano služenje.
He must speak about, it must mean that he speaks about weak devotees. What do you think?
I mora da govori o onima koji praktikuju predano služenje.
So I will read this verse to you. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world.
Oni koji nemaju vere u predano služenje ne mogu me dostići, o pokoritelju neprijatelja. Zato se vraćaju putu rođenja i smrti u ovom materijalnom svetu.
Our life has only meaning if we somehow develop this faith.
I naš život će imati značenje ukoliko na neki način razvijemo tu veru.
What is the value of a prolonged life, I ask you, which is wasted?
Pitam vas koja je korist od dugog života koji je protraćen.
Better a moment of full consciousness.
Bolje je moment potpune svesnosti.
Yes. Because that gives one a start in searching after his supreme interest.
Jer to je početak traženja za pravim interesom.
This is how important faith is.
I to je koliko je vera važna.
It gives us a start for our devotional life.
Jer onda to je zapravo početak za našeg duhovnog života.
Sometimes in our lives we have to go through troubled water.
I ponekad u našem životu moramo proći kroz dosta vode.
Like a the troubled water, yes.
Ta ustala sala voda.
Yes. So at that time we do need faith.
I u to vreme nam je potrebna vera.
Have you ever been in a dark night?
Da li ste kad bili u tamnoj noći? Yes.
Yes. But now, have you ever lost your way in a dark night?
Ali da li ste se izgubili nekad u mračnoj noći?
It happened to you?
Yeah.
It happened to me in Vrindavan in India.
To se meni desilo u Vrindavanu u Indiji.
Not just to me, we were with Padayatra.
Ne samo meni, bili smo s Padayatrom.
And somehow we just spent so much time at some holy places that we were surprised by the night.
I na neki način smo proveli dosta vremena na određenom svetom mestu i noć nas je iznenadila.
I remember, and then Loganath Maharaj said, "Oh, we have to really endeavor now to get to our destination."
I Loganath Maharaj rekao, sada stvarno trebamo da se trudimo da dostignemo naše odredište.
And I remember the night, the sun was just setting, and we all had to walk through the Jamuna.
I sećam se da sunce je zalazilo i svi smo trebali hodati kroz Jamunu.
And we have to put our dhotis up till here.
Staviti dhotije do pojasa.
The Matajis had to take their saris up to here.
Mataji sari isto do pojasa.
Because we...
Je bio taj mali put kroz reku kojim hodaju ljudi sa sela.
And then we... then I remember, then where is the Madanga? And then the Madanga... Of course, someone has left it on the other side of the Yamuna, so one had to go back all the way. The Yamuna can be very broad, so we had to wait for half an hour for this devotee to bring the Madanga.
Onda gde je Madanga, i onda jedan bhakta mora da se vraća ponovo preko reke. Yamuna je široka, i onda pola sata se mora da čekamo da se vraća.
It was around this time, it was yes, beginning of November.
To je bio početak novembra.
And in India it's all of a sudden dark. Plum.
A u Indiji u to vreme iznenada mrak.
Tamo. Around 7 or 6 to 7.
Tu između 6 i 7.
And then we were in the darkness and we had no idea where we were going.
I onda smo se našli u potpunoj tami nemajući ideje gde da idemo.
And then we walked, and I remember then there were some people and we wanted to ask them.
I sećam se, bilo je nekih ljudi i onda trebalo da ih pitamo.
But they were totally intoxicated.
Ali bili su totalno intoksicirani.
They didn't know if they had a body or not.
Nisu znali da li imaju telo ili ne.
Yes. And so we had to speculate.
I onda spekulirali.
And we walked for 4 hours in the darkness.
I onda mi smo hodali 4 sata po tami.
4 hours, and you know the Matajis were getting all afraid and cried.
Sve Matajis su postale uplašene, počeli da plaču.
And we had a few maladeces and they had to be carried.
I imali smo nekoliko male dece, morali smo da
ih
nosimo.
And we were tired.
Bili smo umorni.
For walking the whole day in the hot sun.
Bili smo jako umorni od tog hodanja čitav dan po vrućem suncu.
We were hungry.
Bili smo gladni.
And then our young devotees, they all got mentor.
I svi mladi bhakti su postali mentor.
We had to preach to them.
Morali smo da im propovedamo.
And finally, you know, finally, I don't know how long it was, finally we heard the sound of a movie.
I konačno smo nekako čuli neki zvuk filma.
It was the world of Hare Krishna which was shown in that village.
I to je bio taj Hare Krishna svet koji je bio prikazivan u tom selu.
It was shown by our devotees.
To su pokazivali naši bhakti.
Who had established our next camp there.
Koji su uspostavili sljedeći kamp u tom selu.
Krishna. Now, at that time, I personally did not know about a secret.
I to vrijeme ja lično nisam znao o jednoj tajni.
And when you are lost in a dark night, you should just orient yourself towards what is called the North Star, the Polar Star.
A to je da kada ste izgubljeni u noći, onda se trebate orijentisati prema zvezdi Severnjači.
All the stars on the, in the sky change their position except this one star, the North Star.
Jer sve zvezde na nebu, one menjaju svoje pozicije izuzev te zvezde Severnjače.
Isn't it Milutin? You
are, ne Milutine?
You've learned these things in your training. It turns, I think, one time it turns around, the whole star. Einmal rum, oder? Der ganze Himmel? I also think like this. All the stars turn around 360 degrees.
Sve zvezde promene položaj za 360 stepeni.
Except the North Star.
Sem te Severnjače.
In your life you will also see everything will turn around.
I u vašem životu vidjet ćete da će se sve tako isto menjati, okretati.
Old friends might not be remain old friends.
Stari prijatelji možda više neće biti vaši prijatelji.
Especially when you come to Krishna consciousness, you see that the old friends are no longer there.
Naročito kad dođete u svjesnost Krishne, možete vidjeti da ti stari prijatelji više nisu tu.
Your body may become old.
Vaše telo može postati staro.
No energy any longer.
Nema energije više.
You might find yourself that you are no longer serving at a particular place, Beograd.
Možete pronaći da više ne služite na određenom mjestu u Beogradu.
Some of you might end up in Toronto.
Neki možda od vas završi u Toronto.
Or Montreal.
Ili Montreal.
Or Njemečka.
Ili Njemačka. Mm-hmm.
You may now be the temple president.
Možda sad temple president.
But maybe later you will be a sannyasi traveling all over. I didn't want to speak of you, just in general.
Oh, I like it. It's possible.
Or you may be the head pujari.
Ili možda će biti head pujari.
And maybe later you do a total different service.
Možda kasnije ćete raditi totalno drugu službu.
Maybe you make paintings for Krishna.
Možda ćete slikati za Krishnu.
You may now be single.
Možda ste sada sami.
In your life later you may be married and have a few maledices.
A u vašem životu u budućnosti možda budete oženjeni, udati i imati nekoliko dece.
Everything can turn in your life.
Sve se okreće u vašem životu.
But if you have your North Star,
ali ukoliko imate vašu zvezdu Severnjaču,
then you have no trouble.
Onda nema problema.
Then you always have a direction.
Uvijek imate cilj.
Wherever you are,
imate uvijek smer gdje.
Even in the desert of Afghanistan.
Čak i u pustinji Afganistana.
Or in the Alaska, the ice desert of Alaska.
Ili u ledu Aljaske.
You have your North Star.
Vi imate vašu zvezdu Severnjaču.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Yes. Now, it is clear, I think, for every one of us.
Mislim da je jasno za svakog od nas.
That when we are Krishna conscious, we have this Vera in Krishna. We have this North Star. Da,
kada smo svesni Krishne, onda imamo tu veru i tu zvezdu vodilju.
In the begin, so at the end of Krishna consciousness we have no problem.
I na kraju svjesnosti Krishna mi nemamo problema.
In the beginning of Krishna consciousness we also don't have any problem.
I na početku svjesnosti Krishna također nemamo problema.
Because that faith is very strong in the beginning.
Zato što je vera vrlo jaka na početku.
Somehow the faith of a young devotee is so strong that he breaks with all his material connections.
I na neki način ta vera je u početku tako jaka da Mladi Bhakta raskine sve te materijalne veze.
His faith can almost be compared to someone who jumps out of the window and has faith that there are people who hold some, you know, hold a piece of cloth in which he will safely fall. Voila, and you know, and be taken care of.
Ta vera je skoro toliko jaka kao kada osoba koja skače kroz prozor ima veru da će ti ljudi dole koji drže taj komad platna zategnuti, da će je zaštititi, da ništa, sve će biti bezbedno. Yeah.
People, that's why parents usually are so worried when their children become devotees.
I to je razlog zašto su roditelji tako zabrinuti kada deca postanu bhakte.
Because they see that the children don't make any arrangements in their lives.
Zato što vide da njihova deca ne prave nikakve aranžmane u životu.
They ask, my dece, moje dece, where is your health insurance?
I pitaju, gdje vam je zdravstveno osiguranje?
What will you do when you are old?
Šta ćete raditi kada ste stari?
And who knows that this movement will exist for a long time?
Ko zna da li će taj pokret egzistirati dugo vremena?
And how will you make your money?
Kako ćete praviti novac?
You have not learned any, wie sagt man, Ausbildung?
Niste izučili nijedan zanat.
Zanat? Ausbildung? Yeah. Zanat? Zanat? Where is your zanat? You have even interrupted your university training.
Čak ste prekinuli vaš univerzitet.
You have no diploma.
Nemate diplomu.
Everything is for nothing.
Sve za ni za šta.
And the young boy or young girl just smiles at them with full face.
I onda taj mladić ili dečako ili devojčica, oni se smeju s potpunom
verom. Nasi, dragi majka and tata.
Dragi mama i tata.
Krishna will take care of me.
Krishna će se pobrinuti za mene.
Who is Krishna? As majka and tata.
Ko je Krishna, pitaju mama i tata.
He's God.
A Krishna, on je Bog.
But God didn't take care of Yugoslavia.
Ali Bog ne brine Jugoslovenima.
God didn't take care of the people in Ethiopia.
Bog ne brine o ljudima u Etiopiji.
God didn't take care of the Jews who believed in him.
I Bog ne brine o Jevrejima koji veruju u njega.
They in the Second World War. Where was God in Auschwitz?
U drugom svjetskom ratu, gdje je bio Bog u Auschwitzu?
No, you don't understand, mother and father. Krishna is different. He takes care of his devotees.
Ne, mama i tata, vi ne razumete. Krishna je drugačiji, on brine o svojim bhaktama.
Do you understand? But the parents have difficulties to see that if they are not from the enthusiastic family.
Roditelji imaju teškoća da to vide ako nismo iz...
Do you understand the difficulty?
Shvatite njihovu teškoću?
I can fully understand that.
Ja potpuno razumem to.
So the faith is very strong in the beginning. You must agree.
I vera mora da je vrlo jaka na početku. Morate se složiti s time.
But then comes the middle.
Ali onda dolazi sredina.
Between the beginning,
između početka i kraja.
And between the end. There is a difficult time for a devotee.
Postoji teško vreme za bhakte.
You will all go through this difficult time.
I svi ćete proći kroz to teško vreme.
Oh, I joined this movement.
Pridružio sam se ovom pokretu.
I thought in the beginning it's an ideal society.
Mislio sam u početku da je to idealno društvo.
There's never any quarrel.
Nema nikakvih svađa.
No politics.
Nema politika.
Oh, God forbid to even think that there could be politics.
Bog čak zabranjuje da razmišljamo o tome.
It's not the material world, it's the spiritual world. It's gone.
To nije materijalni svet, to je duhovni svet.
And then after 5 years,
i nakon 5 godina,
you see, it's not exactly in every detail the same as you thought in the beginning.
Vidite da baš svaki detalj nije takav kao što ste vi na početku mislili.
At that time you can sometimes pass through the dark night of faith.
I onda dolazi to vreme kada morate proći kroz to tamni put vaše vere.
And the only thing which helps you during this time is good association with devotees.
Jedina stvar koja vam može pomoći u to vrijeme, to je dobro društvo bhakta.
Yeah. Because faith really according to our shastras is born in the association of strong devotees.
Jer u skladu sa uputstvima šastra ta čvrsta vera ona se rađa samo u društvu dobro utemeljenih bhakta.
Shraddha Devi, name Vera Devi, Shraddha Devi is really appearing in the association of devotees.
I Shraddha Devi se zaista pojavljuje samo u društvu bhakta.
Yes. I want to tell you how Napoleon won the revolution.
I htio bih vam reći kako je Napoleon dobio revoluciju.
French Revolution.
Francusku revoluciju.
Is it correct? Napoleon did it, right? Or who was it? Maybe not. I'm sorry, I have to ask a historical question. Napoleon did the French Revolution or just the people without Napoleon? Not Napoleon. What did Napoleon do?
He conquered a lot.
What?
He was during his time he conquered a lot of countries.
Yeah. So. But he just made an imperialistic war, just getting new land for France. That was what he did. Okay. Mm-hmm. So forget about the French Revolution. It's historically not right. Napoleon had his army fighting at certain frontiers.
I Napoleon imao svoju armiju koja se borila u tim određenim bitkama na granicama određenim.
And there was one particular heavy winter.
I bila je jedna teška zima.
This winter was so heavy that many of his soldiers were just dying.
I ta zima je bila takva da mnogi od njegovih vojnika su samo umirali.
He lost his army not because of enemies, so to say, but because of the big enemy winter.
I onda on je izgubio praktično svoju vojsku ne zbog nekih drugih neprijatelja, nego zbog tog neprijatelja zime.
And at that time he had to just stop the dying of his people.
I u to vrijeme jednostavno morao zaustaviti nekako umiranje svojih ljudi.
His soldiers especially died in the night when it was so cold.
I njegovi ljudi su specijalno umirali noću kada je bilo jako hladno.
And they had to be in the open air.
Jer morali su biti na otvorenom.
So he developed something which is of great relevance for us.
I on je razvio nešto što je od velikog značaja za nas.
He developed the Napoleon stolica.
I on je razvio tu Napoleonovu stolicu.
Stolicu. Let me explain to you what the Napoleon stolicu is.
I da vam objasnim šta to znači.
Well, in the night, you know, one soldier was sitting like this.
Jedan vojnik bi seo tako.
And the other went on his lap.
I onda drugi bi seo krilo.
And slept in his lap.
I spavao u njegovom krilu.
He got the warmth of the man who was awake.
I dobio je toplotu od osobe koja je bila budna.
Because during night the organism or circulation slows down.
Jer tokom noći ta cirkulacija organizma se usporava.
So one had to remain awake.
I osoba mora da ostane budna.
And the other was sleeping.
A drugi spava.
And then they changed positions.
I onda zamene pozicije.
After say 1 hour or 2 hour.
Nakon par sati.
And in this way they could survive the night and find some sleep.
I na taj način su mogli preživjeti noć i nešto odmoriti.
Do you understand the technique of the Napoleon Stolica?
Yes.
It's like a way to keep warm.
I to je način kako možete da sačuvate tu toplotu.
It is based on the principle of support.
To je bazirano na tom principu podrške.
So in Krishna consciousness, when we pass through the middle period of our faith.
I u svesnosti Krishne kad prolazite kroz taj srednji period vaše vere.
We need the Vaishnav stolica.
I nama treba Vaishnavska stolica.
That I can take support from Sadhu Darshan when I need it.
Tako da mogu dobiti tu podršku od Sadhu Darshana kada mi treba.
And I support Sadhu Darshan when he needs it.
A ja isto podržam Sadhu Darshana kada njemu treba.
Or you know, just any devotee.
Ili bilo kog bhakti.
But if the relation, if there is no support coming from the devotees,
ali ukoliko ne dolazi podrška od bhakta,
we can die.
Možemo umreti.
When we go through the night.
Kada noć dođe
of our faith.
Kada prolazimo kroz tu noć naše vere.
Do you understand how important for spiritual life is the association of devotees, the good association?
Shvatate li koliko je značajno za duhovni život dobro društvo bhakta?
Because the life force of Krishna consciousness is coming in the association of devotees.
Jer ta životna sila u svesnosti Krišne dolazi kroz druženje s bhaktama.
Sadhu sangha is so important.
Sadhu sangha je tako važno.
That it cannot be there is no way to say to praise it, or there's no way to just let me express it differently. Sadhu Sangha is so important that if we don't have it, we lose a very essential point in our spiritual life.
I Sadhu Sangha je toliko važna da ukoliko je nema, onda gubimo tu stvar od esencijalne važnosti u našem životu.
Therefore, Jiva Goswami says that one should never blaspheme the devotees of the Lord.
I zato što Jiva Goswami kaže nikad ne trebamo grditi bhakte gospodina.
Nor indulge in hearing others who are engaged in belittling a devotee of the Lord.
Niti se trebamo angažovati u slušanju drugih koji to rade.
And therefore this very shocking sentence is there, which I would like Admabhu to read again. We are in Canto 2, chapter 1, text 12.
Yes.
A devotee should try to restrict a blasphemer by cutting out his tongue, and being unable to do so, one should commit suicide rather than hear the blaspheming of the devotee of the Lord.
Bhakta treba da pokuša da obuzda onog ko vređa tako što mu odseče jezik. Ako nije u stanju da to učini, bolje je da sam izvrši samoubistvo nego da sluša kako neko vređa bhaktu gospodina.
Please don't repeat it to the anti-sect people.
Molim vas, nemojte ovo ponoviti ljudima iz anti-sect.
But this instruction is of course we shouldn't cut tongues.
Naravno,
and commit suicide.
Ili počini samoubistvo, to ne.
I hope that is clear in this.
Nadam se da je to jasno.
But uh, as natural as we say, of course we shouldn't do these things, as natural we have to say, of course we shouldn't blaspheme devotees.
A, znači, kao što je prirodno da kažemo da to ne trebamo učiniti, tako, tako je to prirodno da razumemo da ne trebamo ružiti bahte.
If you, you know, you need the devotees so much.
Znači, bahte su nam toliko potrebne.
To go through the through this middle period of your life.
Dok prolazimo kroz taj srednji period u našem životu.
If you now talk rumors about devotees.
I ukoliko pravimo te glasine o bahtama.
If you think bad about devotees.
Ukoliko razmišljamo loše o bahtama.
If you don't know, say something harsh to a devotee.
Ukoliko govorimo nešto teško o bahtama.
You will kill your spiritual life.
Ubit ćete vaš duhovni život.
You yourself are the greatest fool.
Vi sami ste najveća budala.
Because you yourself will suffer the most.
Zato što vi sami ćete najviše ispaštati.
If you are clever, you will never talk bad about a devotee.
I ukoliko ste inteligentni, nikad nećete govoriti loše o bahti.
If you want to live,
ukoliko želite da živite,
don't take a knife and put it in your heart.
Nemojte uzeti nož i zabiti ga sebi u srce.
Oh. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, it said there are six causes of fall down.
I u Hari Bhakti Vilasi se objašnjava da postoji šest uzroka pada.
To say something bad about a devotee.
Reći nešto loše o bhakti.
To be violent towards a devotee.
Biti nasilan prema bhaktama.
To think bad of a devotee.
Misliti loše o bhakti.
To not be happy when seeing a devotee.
Ne biti srećan kada vidimo bhaktu.
And see two others.
Još dva.
Which I don't remember. You can see.
I možete vidjeti.
How deep is, how important this is.
Koliko je to značajno.
Now, of course, sometimes our devotees do something wrong.
I naravno nekad naši bhakte učine nešto pogrešno.
It is not expected that we just say, oh, they are this is all right and the mistakes should go on.
I nije dobro to očekivati da to je u redu i da se greške nastave.
But we absolutely must find a way to correct the wrong and the mistakes of the devotees without committing Vaishnav aparat.
Ali apsolutno treba pronaći način da ispravimo greške bhakta ne čineći Vaishnava aparat.
In the Bhagavad Gita it is Krishna says that even if a devotee does something wrong.
I u Bhagavad Gita se kaže da čak i ukoliko bhakta učini nešto loše,
it says even if one commits the most abominable action.
Čak i ukoliko učini najodvratnije stvari.
I mean most abominable.
Najodvratnije stvari.
That is that has to do with, you know, killing.
Možda ubijanje.
With sexual abuse.
Seksualni odnos. Silovanje.
Yes. I mean, really heavy things, most abominable.
Neki heavy stvari stvarno.
Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service,
ukoliko počini neke najodvratnije stvari, a angažo, uključeni u predano služenje,
he is to be considered saintly.
Treba biti smatran svetim.
Because he is properly situated in his determination.
Zato što je pravilno situiran u svojoj odlučnosti.
Prabhupada makes a point here. On the other hand, one should not misunderstand that a devotee is in transcendental devotional service can act in all kinds of abominable ways.
S druge strane, isto što je Prabhupada ističe da trebamo razumjeti da bhakta angažovan u predanom služenju ne treba djelovati na te najrazličitije načine.
Yes, you can't be a nonsense.
Ne možete biti nonsense.
He says this verse only refers to an accident due to the strong power of material connections.
I ovdje on objašnjava da se taj pad odnosi samo na slučajan pad usred tih snažnih materijalnih vezanost.
Yes. And he says, devotional service is more or less a declaration of war against the illusory energy.
I on kaže da je predano služenje manje ili više objava rata iluzornoj energiji.
In a rata, you you sometimes, boom, get a bullet.
I kada je rat, onda ponekad dobijete metak.
Ala!
Pogođeni ste.
Yeah. It's in, if you want to read this verse and study it for your own life, it's in the 9th chapter, text 30.
I ukoliko želite da čitate ovaj stih i studirate ga u vašem životu, to je 9.30 u Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah. You have to go, huh?
Trebate ići.
Doviđenja, Rita and Magda. Haribol. So, yes, this is an important consideration. But if we do have good association with devotees, our faith can get a lot of strength.
Ali ukoliko se pravilno družimo sa bhaktama, naša vera može dobiti dosta na snazi.
And we can become undefeatable.
I možemo postati praktično nepobedivi.
Maya will not be able to stop this movement.
Maya neće biti u stanju da zaustavi ovaj pokret.
We can only be stopped from inside.
Možemo biti zaustavljeni samo iznutra.
By our own mistakes.
Našim sopstvenim greškama.
Yeah. So all serious Vaishnavas must understand these points about vera.
I svi ozbiljni Vaishnavi moraju razumjeti te stvari o veri.
And in this vera or in this process they must always help in such a way that the faith is increasing.
I u procesu treba pomagati tako da se ta vera uvek uvećava.
You are what you have faith in.
Vi ste ono u što imate vere.
Shraddha. Sha means heart and da means to give.
Znači shraddha, da znači dati, sha to je srce.
In Yugoslavia we have vera. But in this is the word, but we have in Sanskrit shraddha. Shra means heart and da means to give. You only have one heart to give.
Imate znači shra, znači srce, a da dati na sanskritu, i imate samo jedno srce koje možete dati.
Don't give it to Maya.
Nemojte ga dati Maji.
She will disappoint you in the end.
Ona će vas razočarati na kraju.
Give it to Krishna.
Dajte ga Krishni.
Hare Krishna. Haribol. I'm sorry, I spoke a little strong at the end of the lecture, but this is my last chance to speak to you. Now you will live in peace. Hare Krishna. So, do you have any questions regarding these points?
Da li imate nekih pitanja vezano za ove pointe?
Yes.